Today at Quieting on March 27th, and here we are. We had a beautiful fire puja. You'll probably see some of the pictures on it and can enjoy it with us, but it was really, really nice because the Mahasamadhi of my Sadhguru Yoga Swami is today. And we also celebrated this day by reopening Sarvasadhana Church of Sri Lanka. The church closed in Sri Lanka when the war came up. It is now reopened today, and we're claiming all of our property in certain areas and cleaning it up. It has been bombed and practically destroyed, but that's all right. We will rebuild. We're opening our two small Shiva temples there, and we've hired a Brahmin priest. Lots of good things are happening. So if you're a Sri Lankan devotee of Guru Devas or Yoga Swamis, communicate with us. Go right to that little question box and send us your name and address. And we'll be happy to send you some pictures and beautiful literature from Kauai Adinam and some copies of Hinduism Today. Well, today here at Quieting On, we've had a wonderful guest, Dr. Mehta. He's the world's expert in concrete. And he's also a Shiva devotee, which is really wonderful. Shiva sent him to get the proper concrete mix for a concrete foundation of Iravan Temple that'll last 1,000 years or more. He mentioned that concrete for dams, this is kind of scary, is only planned to last 50 or 60 years. So, better not build your house underneath one of these big dams. You never know what might happen 50 or 60 years from the time it started. We have several other beautiful guests today, too. It's wonderful to see these beautiful people pilgrimaging to Kauai Adinam. And you are making a pilgrimage too in your mind in cyberspace. This morning I was talking to everybody about being driven by soul power. All the gurus in our line of gurus have been teaching one another to be driven by the soul. What does that mean? Driven by the soul means that we're not driven by the intellect, we're not driven by the instincts, we're not driven by the emotions. We're driven by the soul. That's the great Vahana that moves us, the soul power. We have to listen inside very carefully. We have to listen and to know what is to be done next. And that's spirituality, is to be driven by the energy of the soul, not the energy of the intellect, not the energy of the instinctive mind. The soul is superconscious. It sees in all six directions simultaneously. That's looking front, looking back to each side. We're very, very happy that you've tuned in to our cyberspace ashram. And we want you to have a wonderful day tomorrow. Try soul power, which supersedes physical power, intellectual power, emotional power, instinctive power. You are a beautiful soul living in a physical body, can travel astrally in your astral body when the physical body is asleep. You have an intellect, which is a tool. You have emotions, which you can use and control. The soul, from our way of looking at it, is that which incarnates life after life after life and matures. That means it keeps growing bigger and bigger. Made out of quantums of shining light. And that's the real you inside your physical body. You have to accept that as a fact. and then discover it for yourself. Back again tomorrow. Namah Shivaya.